Hello, listeners. It is heating up out there, and we have the perfect guest on the Nova Scotia SPCA podcast to talk about hot weather and pets, what to do and what not to do on this episode. Our hope is that after listening today, you're going to feel empowered and know how you can act to make a difference this summer. But because I'm so excited, I'm getting ahead of myself like usual. I am Taylor Hustis, and our guest today is none other than Special Constable Kevin Struben, Deputy Chief Inspector here at the Nova Scotia SPCA. Kevin has been humanely serving animals for over 33 years. He has been an animal protection officer for over 30 years and has so many inspiring stories of helping and rescuing pets. Kevin shares his home with a dog and two cats, and secretly may be more partial to cats than dogs. Shh, don't tell Sarah. Kevin is also an amazing sport because when we asked if he would be willing to be locked in a car on a hot day for 20 minutes to demonstrate the dangers, he jumped at the opportunity to do anything to help raise awareness. He actually just got out of the hot car just minutes ago. We will get into how you felt when you were in the car a little bit later, but first things first, thank you so much for being with us here today, Kevin. How are you feeling now that you are in a room with the AC blasting?
Well, thanks for having me here. This is a great opportunity, and it's very nice in here. The air is great. I still have my vest on, so that's retaining all this heat, but I'm doing pretty good.
True, very true. Well, I'd imagine you're probably exhausted from going through such an extreme temperature change, so we're going to start things off on a very fun note with a game of Go Fetch. So this is our little lightning round where I'm going to ask you a few questions so we can learn a little bit more about what makes you, you. Okay, it's going to be really loud here. Whoa, there it is. There's the squeaker. Okay, so number one, who was your first pet?
That would have been Sandy, a German Shepherd, and she had heartworm, but we got her through it. She was such a nice pet. I was low teens. Mm-hmm. She was so great. I love Sandy.
Oh, that's a great name for a first pet,
yeah,
too.
She was great.
Oh, Sandy. Okay, so number two, if animals could talk, who would be the rudest?
A muskrat. They are so violent sometimes, but they're great, but they can be a little aggressive. So we just leave them alone.
I think that's a first for the podcast, to be honest. And that came to you so quickly. I feel you had some sort of situation here.
I used to deal with wildlife in my old job, and they were the nastiest, for sure.
Okay, avoid those. Okay, and then on the flip side, who would be the nicest?
Probably rabbits, because I leave them alone. I don't touch them. They don't touch me. I'm allergic to them, so I can't. So, but I always find them very calm. I just don't really spend time with them.
There's nothing sweeter than like a baby bunny, like the purring noise that they make too. It's like, oh my gosh, so sweet.
Babies are so cute. Absolutely.
Yeah, right? Okay, and number three, this one's a bit of a toughie. You are a real champion for pets, but who is your hero?
Well, you know, I have a mentor in my job, and her name is Anne, and she was the president of the board and just somebody I could always bounce things off of, you know, and it's nice when you have somebody who has that common thread with you that everything I do, even as you know, the deputy chief or as a former executive director, is all for animals, even though you have to run a business. So she was always a great sounding board for me.
That's beautiful. Shout out to Anne. You are wonderful.
Yes.
I hope you're listening. Okay, so before we talk about the hot car experiment you just completed, I would love to learn more about the path that brought you to becoming an animal protection officer. So take me back to the very beginning. What sparked you to want to work in animal welfare? Was it something you always knew?
Well, it was interesting because I wanted, like many others in law enforcement, to be a police officer. Hmm. And that quickly changed when I met my path. And it was just by chance that somebody told me, his words were, it was an opportune time to apply. And I did. And I started a career of almost 3.5 decades now. And it's interesting because people say, oh, you must really love animals. You know what? I actually think it's more than that. I respect animals.
Oh.
When you think of what an animal actually has to go through sometimes at the hands of humans, it makes you look at them in a different way and appreciate them and help them and do whatever you can for their benefit. Because sometimes it's not very easy for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, I'm way too hormonal for this. I'm going to start to cry. That's actually so beautiful. Ooh, okay, there's the waterworks. That's wonderful. And we are very, very lucky to have you. With all your experience, here you are just such an integral part of our SBCA family. It feels like you've always been here with us, even though you are still somewhat fairly new, right? But what was it about the Nova Scotia SBCA that made you think, you know what, I'm going to pack up my family and move to the East Coast?
Well, I love the East Coast. It's so beautiful here. I tell people it's like Northern Ontario all the time. So mm-hmm. I really enjoy that. But, you know, it was an opportunity for me because I've been in enforcement little bits my whole life. I was 12 years as an animal control officer, and then I became executive director, but I stayed on as an inspector, and I had some big investigations through my career. But I always loved the enforcement piece of it. So when I had an opportunity to do enforcement full-time, I took it. And yeah, it was a lot for my family. They supported me. My wife's a school teacher, and my 9-year-old daughter's just tickled pink to come out here. You know, the friends piece is a challenge, but I think it's going to be good for everybody because they're excited.
Yes. And I mean, what a wonderful time to come as well with the summer that we're having so far.
Not after the winter that I got here in.
Yes. Yeah. So now you know about the slush and the rain. And
I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not fun. But hopefully this weather makes up for it. Mm-hmm. So like you mentioned, with more than 3 decades of life-saving stories under your belt, I can imagine that there's probably a lot of memories that pop out that you'll always want to remember and some maybe you wish you could forget. But is there one thing that kind of sticks out particularly that you're really proud of that you've accomplished? And maybe it was rescuing an animal or maybe it was seeing a pet recover that will always kind of have those paw prints on your heart. What kind of comes to mind?
There was a guy named Bernard. He came in at Christmas only about 3 years ago. And he gave the last $100 in his wallet to turn over his 4 pets because my old shelter would charge for a relinquishment. And the staff told me about that. And I said, that's not going to work. So we put it out on social media, and make a long story short, my office is quite large. We had it full of items from clothing, brand new stuff, toiletries, everything you needed, and $10,000.
Oh, wow.
And so I was able to give him his pets back, gave him his $100 cash back. Mm-hmm. And we kept the fund at the Humane Society so that we could still help him in the future. And we did that, and he was always wanting to help others. So it was a great feeling. And because of that, we started actually a human pet food bank at the shelter where I worked because inspired me to do that. So yeah, Bernard was one of those great stories. And let me tell you, he was so happy to get his pets back. That day he came into my office, you know, I started with giving him his $100 back, and the guy was in tears. Like, here's a grown man older than me, and he's just bawling because he got his 2 cats and his 2 dogs back. It was terrific.
Oh, what a wonderful feel-good story. And you helped make that happen. Just inspire so much kindness in the world.
Yeah. It was great. It was really...
That's awesome.
Good memories.
Yeah. That's a really special one. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So let's get into the summer scaries. We all enjoy fun in the sun with our 4-legged family members. However, summer poses some unique risks to pets' health. There are the classics like protecting your pets from fleas, ticks, porcupines, fireworks, all those, but there is one big and potentially fatal thing that we need to remind people of every single summer: pets in hot cars. Over the years, how many times do you reckon that you've been called to rescue a pet from a locked car?
I've had hundreds of calls throughout my career. I've broken windows, caused some damage to vehicles that I don't want to, but if it's the pet or the damage, of course I'm going to rescue the pet. And while the message is getting out, it doesn't get out to everybody, and it still floors me that people still do it, you know, thinking that I'm just going to go into the store for 20 minutes. Well, I just sat out there for 20 minutes and it's not pleasant. So people really need to think, what's my pet going to feel like if they see somebody they know, or they run into a sale and, you know, and then they're stuck in line trying to cash out. Those are all things to consider. Just leave your pet at home.
No, you're exactly right. And I think, like you said, I think some people think like, oh, I'm just going to be like 2, maybe 3 minutes. It won't take long. But then, like you said, they see a friend in the store, maybe they get distracted, or maybe it's just a really long line that day and they don't realize that they've been gone for like 20 plus minutes. Have you seen that happen before, that they're like, oh my gosh, we didn't mean it?
Absolutely. So one time, one of my officers calls me, and the place is right across the street from my old office. And I thought, hold on for a second. So I run across the street, out of my door, run there, don't take my car. I just go across to a place called Golf Town. And the guy, we presume, is in there. We can't get a hold of him. He's not answering the PA. So I film him while he breaks the window. And we take the French bulldog out of the car and take it to a vet. And the vet said it was okay, but it had to cool down, of course. And we actually ended up having that video on Dodo and had 3 million views watching him break that window. And you know what? It sent a great message. Like, people from all over the country were saying, great job. And unfortunately, we were put in that situation where we had to rescue that pet, but we'll do it, right? It's important to do that for the health of this particular animal.
Yeah, especially a French bulldog. Oh my gosh, they already have trouble breathing on a good day.
They do.
Right?
They do.
Oh gosh. Okay, so yeah, so speaking from that firsthand experience where you yourself were actually just locked in a car on a hot day, we did have the vehicle was parked in a shaded area and the windows were cracked, but how did it feel?
You know, at first it almost feels like, oh, it's like a warm blanket. But it's a warm blanket on a hot day.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes from there. And, you know, my skin starts tingling as I start to sweat. And then across over my lip starts to sweat. And then under my eyes and my forehead. And it just gets hotter and hotter. And the air is thick and it's hard to breathe. And, you know, you can still breathe. It's still air, but it's just terrible. It's so uncomfortable. And, you know, to think I can get out of it. I chose not to prove a point. And it's really uncomfortable. Like, it's not a good feeling. So, you know, people love their pets. So think of that. Like, mm-hmm. what are you doing to your pet when you put them in a vehicle for 20 minutes and think it's okay? It's not okay.
Mm-hmm. No, well put. And did you ever feel like you were going to panic or that you really had trouble breathing?
So I definitely did. Like, I could feel, you know, almost the shortness of breath, that longing for fresh air, which doesn't feel fresh to me, right?
Yeah.
When it's hot. I have the windows open on my side. It was about 3 or 4 inches and I could hear the breeze going by, but nothing was coming in. And I'm watching the freezy on the dash melt and I'm watching the needle go up on the thermometer. And, you know, it was, what did we start at? 27, 28 degrees. And when we ended, it was 45.
Wow. That is a jump for sure. Also, I can't believe it that you actually stayed in there for the 20 minutes.
Yeah, I knew I had to. And, and you know, it was fine when I came out, but 20 minutes is just what we suggest might be a time that people go to the store and come back or whatever, go inside a store and come out. But it's often longer than that.
Yeah.
You know, it might be 30 minutes, might be 40 minutes. And I wouldn't do that to myself, even as a test. But dogs, I'm not sure they'd survive that long.
No, exactly. And knowing that like you can sweat to cool yourself, or that you could actually open up the door to escape if you really felt like you needed to, whereas pets can't. I just can't imagine how it would feel to be a pet trapped in a hot car. Many people don't realize that parked cars can quickly reach those deadly temperatures, right? So even on relatively mild days, and some pets are more vulnerable like others, like the French bulldogs. So any kind of dog with a shorter nose. Yeah. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. So a brachycephalic, I think it's called.
Yeah.
It's just that squished nose like a pug.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have respiratories at the best of times. So
yeah.
if you have to feel that hot, thick air that I was just in and have a hard time breathing, which mm-hmm. I don't, that just compounds it. It makes it much worse. And, you know, if the dog has more of a coat, it might be more difficult. Or, you know, if the dog's older or things like that. And we say dog, it's not always a dog.
Yes.
So people need to remember that it's animals in general. Like, don't mm-hmm. take your rabbit out or your cat out or whatever animal you take out, just don't do it.
Yeah. No, great point. And exactly about the point about, dogs that are older with long coats. My dog Hazel, she's 15 and she's a shepherd mix. And we've been inside for the past 3 days.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm. But yes. So for some folks, they believe that their pet is safe in the car if they've parked in the shade or they've cracked the window. Or some people, they feel like, oh, I'll just leave the AC on. What are your thoughts on that?
So let's say hypothetically you go in the store and your engine fails.
Mm-hmm.
The car just dies. Like, it can happen quite easily. Now the air isn't on.
Yep.
And now you think you have the security blanket that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody can easily get into your vehicle and take it away.
Yep.
You know, the vehicle's insured. Your pet, it's gone. And you want to make sure that your pet is okay. So again, we go back to the root of this is just don't do it. Leave your pet at home.
Yep. No, you're right. I feel like the only thing it really does do is it gives you that false feeling that your pet is protected. And even on a mild day, it doesn't provide like that circulation that you need to prevent the car's interior temperature from quickly becoming dangerous. The way that I like to think about it is that, like, imagine if your oven is at 400 degrees, but then you like crack it open a little bit. I would not want to reach into that oven,
no,
right?
It's still going to be
It's still going to be so hot and so uncomfortable. And why would you want to put your pet through that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. because when you open the vehicle in a hot car, it feels the same way, right? You get totally. In and it's like, and you almost gasp when you get in at the end of the day, right? It's so hot in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, close the oven door and sit in there. Try it.
Yep. Plus, there are even more consequences. You could be fined. How much is the fine, Kevin?
So the fine's just under $700, mm-hmm. but it's more than that. If your animal suffers, you could be charged provincially.
Mm-hmm.
You could be charged criminally.
Yep.
So depending on what happened to your pet and how much it suffered, you could definitely face additional charges.
Yeah. Plus, you could lose your furry bestie, right?
You could. You mm-hmm. could not only to dying, but yeah. a court may order in the future that you can't have a pet anymore
mm-hmm.
because you let this animal suffer.
Yeah. Absolutely devastating. So to make sure that that doesn't happen, what should people do if they see a pet locked in a hot car?
They should first assess the situation, make sure that they can see what's going on with the dog. You know, make sure it's not a stuffed animal. That's happened.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that, yeah, the animal is in distress. There's nobody around. So just assess.
Yeah.
And if the dog's panting or convulsing or laying flat out and can barely breathe, then don't do something yourself, but gather that information. Collect more information about the car and
mm-hmm.
the plate number is always good. So many people forget that. Write the license plate number down. Write it anywhere. Write it in the dirt on your car if you need to. Just get it down. Document it. It's so important. And then act. Do something like call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time to call. You call the police. You call the SPCA. And if you're unsure of what the number is, call 911.
Yeah.
If you think that animal's in distress and it needs help, that is okay for you to call 911. It's acceptable.
No, that's perfect. And I love that the actions are really easy to remember, especially when you're in a crisis situation and minutes matter. So now that we've covered what people should do, what shouldn't they do?
They definitely don't want to take the matter into their own hands.
Mm-hmm.
Don't break the window. Don't, you know, be a hero. What if you break the window and the dog is going to protect that vehicle? The dog doesn't know that the
yeah.
distress being caused by the situation it's in. And what if it bites you? What if it escapes and bites somebody else? What if it escapes and gets hit by a car?
Yeah.
So there's so many reasons not to do it. Let the police come, let the animal control, animal protection officers come and do what they need to do with the equipment they have.
Yeah, no, perfect. And while it's very understandable that some people, whenever they see this, they might have that urge to smash the window to kind of free them. They're also going to be liable for damages. So only the RCMP, the local police, and the Nova Scotia SPCA have the authority to enter a vehicle lawfully to be able to help a pet in distress.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how can people help this summer to make sure that every pet is safe, happy, and healthy?
Well, of course, they spread the word,
mm-hmm.
but tell people about it. Remind people. If you see somebody, keep an eye on it. If you see somebody getting out of their vehicle and there's a dog in there, friendly reminder to say, please don't leave your dog in there. And if they walk away, then call somebody. Then you can call the SPCA. You don't need to call 911 at that point. But the owner part is leave your dog at home. Give it fresh potable water, cool
mm-hmm.
water, not cold, not icy cold. But cool, that's what the pets will like. Give them a place if they're going to be outside, because sometimes people don't have air conditioning.
Right.
And it might be nicer to be outside. If it is, make sure they have shade. Make sure they have access to water. And pets will go where they like to go. Most of them are not going to lay in the sun. My old dog, she was white. She used to lay in the sun all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, they're going to choose not to. As long as they have the option to get out of the sun, that's what you need to provide them. If you can bring them inside in air conditioning, that's perfect. Do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And pets will really like prioritize play over anything sometimes. So
yes.
Like on these days, maybe it's more like inside training. So maybe it's more like mental stimulation, or maybe it's like going for walks in like the early morning or in the evenings. We've all heard of that test where you put your palm on the pavement for 10 seconds. If it's too hot for you, yeah, it's going to be way too hot for their paws. So don't put them through that.
And perhaps play isn't even a good option.
Yeah, you're
just
right.
Just don't do it at all.
Yeah.
You know, your pet might cry about it, but your pet's going to be fine.
Exactly. You know what's best for them. Sometimes they cry for chocolate and we know we can't feed them chocolate.
Sure.
Exactly. But you're right. So help us spread the word. Make sure that we're telling other people about our podcast, the hot car experiment video, and the actions to do on social media. Make sure you tag us Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok. And if you plan to run an errand, no matter how quickly that your pet cannot accompany you on, make sure you keep them safe and cool at home. And we also have, if you have your pet with you, you can shop at dog-friendly businesses. There's some restaurants, some accommodations. So we actually have a list on our website. It's just NovaScotiaSBCA.ca. You can check that out and you can shop there. Now, Kevin, before we wrap up, is there anything that we haven't chit-chatted about that you would like to add about pets and hot weather?
I think we've captured it. I have to reiterate, right? Like, think before you act. Think before you take your pet out, even outside in this weather, a day like today. Again, just don't do it. That's been my common thread throughout this whole podcast, and I can't say it enough. Mm-hmm. Try to put yourself in your pet's shoes. And like you said, if it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your pet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, so listeners, you have heard it here. With skyrocketing temperatures being forecasted this summer, please keep your pets safe and cool at home. While you may think that you are making your pet happy by bringing them along for the ride, you could very well be jeopardizing their life. High temperatures make it difficult for pets to cool themselves, and heat stroke can be fatal. So if you see a pet in a hot car, remember, ACT, A-C-T, assess, collect information, and time to call. Wonderful. Okay, that's a wrap. So if you haven't done so already, don't forget to subscribe, give us 5 stars, of course, and share with other animal lovers so that they can find us. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other platform that has the word podcast in it. But thank you so much for joining us today, Kevin.
Thanks, Taylor. I appreciate it. That was great.
And thank you so much for going in a hot car and being so
welcome.
Dedicated.
Don't ask me again.
Yeah. Yes. Now it's time for freezies. It's time for water.
So.
Yeah. And AC.
That's right.
Awesome. And a big thank you to our dedicated and loyal listeners for joining us today. In case you haven't heard it yet today, you are amazing. Cheers.
Cheers.